The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. As a former Husker and an NFL player, I'm a bit of a health nut. You should know the hydration recovery, they do start at home. Make sure you team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and protects your water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, make sure you add a Culligan reverse osmosis. It's like bottled quality water right at your tap. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAs. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. Again, that's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love. Go Big Red. Also, shout out to our good friends at Suizo Construction, where safety is not just a policy, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back both on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Suizo Construction. Again, that's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W, Suizo.com. All right, the new poll is out. You just informed me, Nebraska basketball. For 1 week in 1966, they were ranked number 8 in the country. We've been number 8. Now we are the highest ranking we've ever officially been, with no ties, number 7 in the country. Jake, are we ranked too low? You like how I set that up and then I came right down with it? Yeah, we ranked too low.
Well, I think we are. There's a bunch of teams that lost in front of us still. I don't know why we're not number 2. And heck, why not number 1?
Who's ahead of us?
Still ahead of Nebraska, of course, number 1, Arizona, undefeated, as I mentioned. Everybody else with one loss would be UConn, Michigan, Purdue, Duke, and Houston. It's pretty good programs.
Yeah, that's program recognition. That's brand recognition. It is what it is. We're going to have to fight an uphill battle. Indiana went 11-1 last year, played Notre Dame closer in their one playoff, in the playoff loss than they had. All the other games were actually worse blowouts the first round of the playoff, but all anybody could talk about is Indiana shouldn't have been in the playoff. You've got to do extra if you haven't done it in the past if you want to earn the respect now. It just is what it is, fair or unfair. All right. By the way, Wednesday, playing in Washington. Saturday, we're going to go row the boat up in Minnesota. We could be 20-0 and we take – what's Michigan ranked? Where are they ranked?
Michigan's number 3.
Oh, they moved up. They were 4 last week. We could be 20-0 and we take on number 3 Michigan. If we beat Michigan, I don't want to hear nada. We better be number 1 in the country across the board. I don't care if Arizona's undefeated and mollywopping everybody. We better be number 1. What are your thoughts on all this? Next 2 games, trying to get to 20-0, then taking on the Wolverines.
Well, again, I think, you know, Michigan is what the kind of the destination everybody's kind of been looking forward to, and that's fair. But, you know, once Michigan's done, one lose or win, you've also got number 13, Illinois, coming up next after that. Number 11, Illinois, excuse me. They moved up in the polls. Then you've got a game against Rutgers. Then you got a game against number 4, Purdue. So Michigan's kind of the start of a 4-game stretch there. We're going to play 3 top 11 teams. So we're going to find out. Nebraska, part of the argument might be their schedule compared to some of the other teams. That argument will go by the wayside. And I'll be interested to see if they do drop one, how much it does affect them in the polls.
First of all, we already beat Illinois on their home court. So mm-hmm. Just remind people of that. Epic comeback on that game. So what I hear is a lot of opportunities. A lot of opportunities coming up in the near future. That's what I hear. So we got a couple of clips. We got 4. Why don't you start off with Northwestern's head coach and why he thinks Nebraska has been able to become such a good basketball team.
I mean, congrats to Nebraska. Heck of a team, man. I told Fred before the game, I admire the way they play. Got a bunch of guys who are just a collection of their parts. I mean, it's really refreshing to watch, and the purity that they play, the joy they play with, the toughness they play with. And you saw firsthand today, you know, it's why they're 18-0, and we're just not at that level. You know, with thought we played pretty well for 20 minutes. And then in the second half, I thought they wore us down, and we just haven't been mentally tough enough to kind of fight through those situations, unfortunately, you know, in our league games. And it's kind of been a common theme, and we're going to continue to work on it. And, but, you know, I thought that second half when the game got away from us, their toughness and kind of togetherness and kind of resolve just was able to wear us down over time.
So it's kind of what I mentioned. It's how they play. It's the toughness. It's how they battle. It's how they fight, scratch, claw. They play great defense. It's not talked about enough. It's just not. I finally saw someone talking about it on ESPN. They're great defense that they play. If you're a lights out shooting team, that's fun to watch. That is tough to beat, but you can have a night off. You know what doesn't take a night off? Great defense. It's kind of like speed. Bobby Bowden said, either you have it, or you're chasing it, and you can't coach it. It doesn't take a day off either. Defense travels. Obviously, they got great shooters. They're fun to watch on offense. That's Fred Hoiberg's expertise, is offensive X's and O's, but it's how they play. All right, I think Hoiberg has some thoughts on his own team here. Let's hear those.
And Price missed probably his two best looks of the night. And, he just, when he gets loose in transition, our guys have done a great job of finding him. We've really stressed that to our team. When you were at the break, is do everything you can to locate where Price is, where Braden is, to our shooters, where Rink is, sometimes trailing the play when he has it going. And our guys have really bought into that. And again, that speaks to the unselfishness. I think the maturity of this team, it's an old group, and they've really bought into the whole team concept on both ends of the floor. And again, that makes our job as coaches a lot easier when you can hold them accountable. They don't take it personal. They don't, you know, there's never been one time where they've talked back or hung their heads. And we're going to have to continue with that. You know, we told them in the locker room, win the recovery day tomorrow. And, you know, let's bounce back with two great days to prepare for a really unique team that's got a ton of talent in Washington.
You can coach them. They don't talk back. They don't take it personal. So when I sent this to you, I did not have Nebraska football in mind. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
At the risk of pissing a lot of people off. Like, seriously. What was Matt Rhule's, what did he say after the Minnesota game? He's sick and tired of what? The E word. Do you remember what he said? Entitlement.
Entitlement, yeah.
I understand there's a lot of pressure on Rhule. It's a highly scrutinized football program. The day the scrutinization goes away is the day the passion goes away. That's why when people get fired up about things I say, whether they like it, whether they don't, I mean, never make it personal. As long as you don't make it personal, I'm not going to get upset. I learned that a long time ago. When Facebook and X first started, my day would come and go based on what some random Yahoo said, you know, 500 miles away, half a country away. I like to think I've matured a smidge since then. Not a lot, just a smidge. Like a smaller than a hair. I feel like Rhule's getting defensive right now. And if you're worried about entitlement with your players, like, I meant to talk Nebraska basketball. How did I get into football with this? We need a mental toughness. We need a culture that is actual tough. We need an actual buy-in. We need to embrace accountability. No deflection. Grab the mirror, point it right at ourselves. If I have a crappy show, have I ever had a crappy show here?
I don't think so.
The number's too high to count?
Yeah.
There are days I walk out of here and I'll be like, that was a great show. There are days I walk out of here, I was like, man, I got to do better. Have I ever once looked at you and said, you got to do better? Once, ever?
I don't think so.
There's been days I've walked out of here and said both. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Have I? But it's always, I hold the mirror at myself first. I'm a flawed human being, got more holes than Swiss cheese, and I'm just trying to get better by having less holes in my Swiss cheese. Terrible analogy. Did it make sense at least?
I think so.
I think we need more of what Hoiberg just talked about, and he's talking about the basketball program.
in the other program I was just talking about. I did not mean to go down that rabbit hole. Let's stick to basketball. We got two more clips. Surprise me with whichever one you want to play.
Mark, which of the three is the biggest surprise to this point, you think?
The biggest surprise? Probably Nebraska, from my mind. They've won a number of games in one possession games. They won six or seven of those. They've been very consistent, but they've surprised me the most in terms of being unbeaten at this point.
You know, I am not at a loss for words much, and I'm not at a loss for words now, but I can't believe what is happening right now at Pinnacle Bank Arena. This isn't just a team going undefeated to start the season. This is a historical season in Lincoln for a program that has never won an NCAA tournament game. We're a three seed in 91, but we're upset by Xavier. Who was the coach of that Xavier team, Robbie? Pete Gillen.
Our own Pete.
Did you know that about 91? Did I mention that earlier in the show? I meant to. I didn't know if I did yet. Did I mention that yet?
The upset?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did mention that. I didn't bring that up to be a downer. I brought that up because I think most people forgot that we were that high of a seed at one point. I think this Nebraska basketball team is going to be ready regardless of how this season ends. And I expect they're going to lose, by the way. At some point, they're going to lose. Now, if they go undefeated, I'm happy to be wrong. Oh, my gosh, I'm happy to be wrong. But they're going to lose at some point. When you watch this team play, they play with the character and a toughness of a team that will bounce back, of a team that knows how to come back from gigantic second-half deficits like they did 16-point down on the road in Bloomington, Indiana, like a team that knows how to win close games, like a team that when they play Oregon and when they play Northwestern, they know how to pull away and they know how to curb stomp a team they should curb stomp. Now, how good are they? We'll find out. I love watching them play because I love how they play and they're learning how to win in different ways. And it's fun to watch. I do think we still really got to get that first tournament win. But what I'm saying is I think they're built as good or better than any Nebraska ball team has ever been built when it comes to in that one-game tournament. One game and you're out if you lose it. It's a lot of pressure. A lot of teams lose that are the better team. I think they're going to be as ready for that moment when that moment comes as any Nebraska basketball team has ever had. And I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse. Is the next clip where they talk about the number one seeds and whatever? Okay, yeah. Go ahead and roll that. That's what kind of brought this into my head. Go ahead.
I do want to point out, though, I do love Clark Kellogg, but he said six or seven one possession games. There's four of them. Stop your agenda there.
He said agenda. I love it. False narrative. Go ahead.
It's still worried about who they played on November 5th or whatever. A lot of people are refusing to buy into Nebraska's success because back in the early part of the regular season in the non-conference portion, they didn't play as challenging a schedule as some of the other heavyweight teams. And I say other heavyweights advisedly because they belong among them. I was shocked today. I didn't realize. I have had them as a number one seed for about the last week and a half. I thought that everybody would. They got to 16-0, 15-0. The other undefeated started to go by the wayside. So I thought it was everybody. And so I looked today at the bracket matrix. There are 77 online brackets right now. And there are only nine that have the Badgers as a number one seed.
It's the Huskers.
Excuse me, the Huskers, yes. Right. It's preposterous that they absolutely should be a number one seed at this point with the win over Illinois. At Illinois, with the win over Michigan State at home, that's two top four seed wins at this point. Only a few other teams, I think three other teams have two of them. And they're Arizona, UConn teams that are established one seeds at this point in the season. I'm stunned at how much resistance there is in Nebraska, and I wonder if it's brand. And this whole brand thing, haven't we blown that up through the college football season with Indiana playing Monday night? You'd think, but it still comes down to Nebraska does not have a grand history in college basketball. These other teams that are in that mix all do, and so it's easy to set them aside, but I think they are an excellent basketball team, and right now a deserving number one.
Well, I just literally said it was brand, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did I already address this? Did he not listen to the show before he said this 3 days ago? It's brand, and I'm fine with it. Honestly, if there's a, I'm trying to, Duke. Okay, let's say Duke was 10-2, won the ACC. Would you take Duke as seriously in football as if they had the equivalent record in basketball?
No, hard to.
It is what it is. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying I support it. I'm saying it is what it is, and I'm fine with them just going out and earning it. By the way, it would be a number two seed right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.